From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says its warplanes Wednesday joined Turkish aircraft for the first time targeting Islamic State in the northern Syrian town of Elbab. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Lutskoy said 9 Russian and 8 Turkish jets took part in the combined operation. Russia and Turkey have been on opposing sides in the nearly 6-year Syrian conflict. Moscow-backed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Ankara has supported the rebels. Trinity University history professor and Syria analyst David Lesh called the newfound cooperation extraordinary.
It's a manifestation of what has been heightening political cooperation between Turkey and Russia with regard to trying to find a political settlement to the Syrian civil war.
The two countries are sponsoring talks next week in Kazakhstan aimed at resolving security matters such as ceasefire violations. Those talks were dealt a setback Wednesday with the announcement that a key rebel group, Ahrar al-Sham, will not take part. As Thursday dawned and Adama Barrow was to take the oath of office as Gambia's president, Senegalese and Nigerian forces stood by to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call to step down. The incumbent's mandate expired at midnight. Mr. Jammeh, who denounced the December 1st election and has called for a new one, has declared a state of emergency. Gambia's National Assembly extended his term by 3 months as he awaits a Supreme Court ruling on an injunction to annul the election. Gunfire in Ivory Coast erupted overnight in the port city of San Pedro as a security force mutiny continued. The commercial capital, Abidjan, was briefly shut down Wednesday. The government of President Alassane Ouattara has called for urgent negotiations over the grievances. The uprising began January 6 over back wages. At least 2 soldiers killed Tuesday. This is VOA News. China's President Xi Jinping, addressing an audience in Geneva Wednesday, called for a world without nuclear weapons. He said nuclear weapons are the sword of Damocles that hangs over mankind and should be prohibited and thoroughly destroyed. The Chinese leaders also promised China would build a new model of relations with the United States and warned that trade protectionism and isolation benefits no one. He's called for multilateral cooperation on climate change, nuclear disarmament, and terrorism. President Barack Obama Wednesday indirectly appealed to his successor, President-elect Donald Trump, to maintain sanctions on Russia over its annexation of Crimea. Mr. Trump has hinted at lifting sanctions in exchange for a new nuclear arms deal with Moscow.
Russia continues to occupy Ukrainian territory and meddle in Ukrainian affairs and support military surrogates who have violated basic international law and international norms. What I've said to the Russians is as soon as you stop doing that, the sanctions will be removed.
At his final news conference, Mr. Obama also said while his conversations with Mr. Trump have been lengthy and cordial, he expects policy changes once the president-elect takes office.
I have offered my best advice, counsel, about certain issues, both foreign and domestic. And you know, my working assumption is that having won an election opposed to a number of my initiatives and certain aspects of my vision for where the country needs to go, it is appropriate for him to go forward with his vision and his values.
Mr. Obama said as a private citizen, he'll spend more time with his family, do some riding, and be quiet a little bit, not hear himself talk so much. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate said it was responsible for Wednesday's suicide bomb attack on a northern Malian military camp that killed at least 60 soldiers and wounded dozens more. A car packed with explosives penetrated the camp in Gao as hundreds of soldiers gathered for a meeting. The Iraqi government Wednesday declared the eastern sector of the northern city Mosul completely liberated of Islamic State. The Tigris River divides the city. An Iraqi general has called it a big victory in the 4-month campaign to retake the city from IS, which captured Mosul in 2014. An avalanche has buried a mountain hotel in central Italy following several moderate earthquakes Wednesday. At least 30 people are missing and feared dead at the Hotel Rigopiano in the region of Abruzzo, although it's not clear if the tremors caused the avalanche. U.S. markets closed mixed Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones shedding more than 20 points. U.S. consumer prices advanced in December as gas prices rose. The U.S. Central Bank suggests higher interest rates may be the result of a rise in inflation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.